Hey guys, welcome back to Embracing Her Faith podcast. This is Rainey Avila, your host. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for hanging in with me on this journey and helping me grow and helping me to help you guys grow. I know this has been super fun and I'm learning so much. So I just want to say thank you for all the people out there who's taken the time to just listen in and seeing what I have to say. So in today's episode, I wanted to talk about three lessons on why it's important to wait on God's timing. In today's world, we are just so impatient and we're such in a rush, and the decisions that we make can bring an everlasting effect on our futures. So it's super important for us to think before we do things and to get in our Bibles and to keep God in control of everything instead of us always having to put our hands in the pot and us always having to have control as well. So stick with me today and let's talk about the three lessons on why it's super important to wait on the Lord's timing. Grab your coffee and let's get started. Hola and hello. This is Embracing Her Faith podcast. I'm Rainey Avila, follower of Christ, boy mama, wife, and juggler of 5 million things, because that's what us moms do. If you're done feeling like you have no purpose or feeling like you want a stronger relationship with the Lord, but you just don't know how, if you're ready to let all your insecurities, doubts, and fears stop taking over your mind and to bring Jesus in your life to discover peace and serenity, well, have I got the podcast for you. Pop in those earbuds, sip on that coffee, and keep folding that laundry that you promised to do, because we're getting straight into it. All right, so did you guys know that 62% wait less than a minute before hanging up after being put on hold? That's crazy to me. People are so impatient or such in a rush that they will give that person less than a minute to get back on the phone before they hang up. I remember one time I was on the phone with my brother and we were talking for a while and he had somebody beeping in or on the other line and he's like, hold on a second. So I literally held on for like, I don't know, it seemed like 20, 30 minutes. And he came back over and he was like, you're still on the other line? And I'm like, yeah, you told me to hold on. He's like, wow, you're such a good sister. I can't believe you're still on the line. That's one thing about me is I'm pretty patient, but I totally understand other people who are not, because it feels like these days, things are just happening a lot slower than normal. And it's either our flesh that's just getting so impatient, or I don't know, the world is just turning slower and slower. I'm not really sure what it is, but I definitely feel the impatientness sometimes. So you guys are definitely not alone in that. I definitely feel what you guys feel sometimes. All right, so let's get started with the three lessons on why it's important to wait on God's timing. So the first lesson is remain submitted to God and to the plan that He has for us. God has a plan for all of us, and He knows exactly what plan He wants to have for our lives. Now, we're not all going to have the same plan. We're all different, and all of our futures look differently. But God does give us the free will to choose on what decisions we make. And we need to be careful because just one decision could screw up our plan that God has for us. So back in one of my episodes, I did talk about the story of Zechariah and Elizabeth. So Zechariah and Elizabeth were just waiting on the Lord to give them this child that they've been wanting so deeply. They walked in the Lord's way. They did everything they needed to do, but God had a different plan for them. And they remained patient and they waited and waited until it was at that moment where they thought it wasn't going to happen because they were at that age where instead of pushing baby strollers, they thought they would be pushing walkers. So, but God had a plan for them. And that's why he sent the angel of Gabriel to let Zechariah know your wife is going to be bearing a child and that it is coming, that promise and that the desire that you've been waiting for, it is coming. But obviously, it wasn't on their timing. It was on God's timing. And there's a reason why God waits to the time he waits. His time is perfect. Our time is not. He knows the perfect timing on everything that we need. And sometimes one of the biggest reasons God has us waiting the time that he wants us to wait for is because he wants us to learn the importance of patience, because patience is one of the most important virtues for a Christian to develop. I know it sounds like, oh yeah, I can totally have patience, but patience is starting to get really hard for a person to develop. And if we have that patience, then we will see change and growth in our life. So if we look at James 1:4, it says, "But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." So allow God to work all things in your life. Have the patience so you can experience peace and faith. So number two, the second reason why we should wait on the Lord's timing is because it brings all things together for our own good. So we operate in the flesh. We base our futures off of our feelings and emotions. And sometimes that can have a lasting effect on our life and future. We need to stop getting into our feels, our feelings, because sometimes those feelings can be really dangerous and they can push us into the wrong direction. We need to just take a moment and just sit there and think about, you know, the things that you're going to do or say. Do you think that God wants you to get into that way or that path? Or if it's not what he would want, then you need to reevaluate your thinking. There's always a purpose in waiting on the Lord. Trust me, I know it's super hard. And it's easier said than done. We've all been in those situations. And I know for me, I have to admit that sometimes I've been so ungrateful and so impatient with my life that it's like once you get something and God gives you a blessing, you think in your mind that you deserve more and you deserve more and more and more. And our thinking and our feelings are just so selfish that it can get to the point where you don't realize that your blessings and the things that God gives to you, He gives to you for a reason. And you can't expect to just receive these things and, for one, not wait on His timing, because it's His timing, it's not our timing. So I know for a long time, like, I've been praying for a house for us to be built. We want to build our dream home. And I know that it's not on my timing. If I have to wait 6-10 years, then so be it. I've gotten to the point where I have to learn that it's on His timing. He knows the best timing. And we need to stop trying to lean on our own understanding. So if we look at Proverbs 3:5, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." So trust in the Lord. We have to trust that God knows where He's leading us. And stop leaning on our thinking. Stop leaning on where we think we need to be, and that it's better than what God thinks, because our understanding is nothing, because our desires act so selfishly. We don't want to wait on God, and that's where we can get ourselves in trouble. Which brings me back to the story of Abram, Sarah, and Hagar. So I spoke about this story as well back in one of my other episodes. And this is a perfect example of what could happen if we wouldn't take matters into our own hands and do things our own way because of how impatient and how selfish that we can be. And because of Sarah's impatientness and her worries on the promises of God not coming out like God told them would happen, she took matters into her own hands, and she had Hagar, which was her Egyptian servant, get impregnated by her husband, Abraham. And because of that mistake, that everlasting mistake that she would have to deal with, and actually all three of them. But the Lord never left Hagar's side, because the Lord was with her the whole time, and He did comfort her, and He let her know that He would always be there for her. But she ended up having Abraham's child, and they did name him Ishmael. And Ishmael's descendants founded the Muslim religion. And to this day, they persecute Christians. Things didn't turn out the way they thought they would. And it makes you wonder if Sarah would have waited on the Lord and would have had patience and didn't act selfishly, if things would have turned out differently for them. All right, so the last lesson is God has eternal perspective. We're not going to understand everywhere the Lord leads us to. And if we think about it too hard, or if we wonder why things aren't happening, you can cause misery and confusion on yourself. So instead, we need to trust and lean on the Lord. We need to stop trying to figure everything out ourselves. Because, like I said before, our understanding is not the way to go. We can't rely on our minds. We can't rely on our thoughts. We need to ask the Lord if this way is the path that He's trying to lead us to. If we look in Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, "To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. So we all don't go through seasons at the same time. We all have a planting and a harvest season. But when someone is going through a harvest season, we need to not be jealous of them because they had to go through their planting season too. So instead of being jealous of someone, we need to look at it as, I'm going to get there one day. I'm going to have my harvest season. Sometimes we have to go through hills and valleys to get through that harvest. But like I said, we're not all in the same seasons. So sometimes we have to go through this planting season. God has to get us to that point to where we will have harvest one day. But it does take time. It does take waiting. It does take patience. And God has a future for us. And we just need to learn to give it to the Lord. And instead of us trying to figure out every step that he's putting us through, we need to have faith and letting it go. Because if you don't just give it to the Lord and let it go, then, like I said before, it could cause just confusion. And you don't want to think too hard. Why would you want to think too hard? Just give it to the Lord and he will get us to that harvest. Even if it means waiting for a really long time, he will get us there, and we have to have that trust in him. Alrighty, guys. So thank you so much for listening. I hope this helped you in some way. I hope this blessed you. And if you think it will bless someone else, feel free to share it to your friends, your family, and I just hope that it gives you guys hope and faith. All right, so next Tuesday we'll have another episode up. I hope you guys are enjoying these episodes. In the comment section, if you guys have any suggestions, I would really appreciate any suggestions at all. And if you want to email me for any reason, feel free to email me. I'm always here for you guys. And thank you so much. I hope you guys have a great week and weekend. God bless. And I love you guys. Bye. Hey, sweet friend. If this podcast blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to read your sweet reviews on my podcast before the episodes begin. You can also help by sharing on your social media. If you would like to tag me, I'm on Facebook as Rainy Avila. Or share this episode with a friend if you think it would bless them in any way. I'm so thankful for you guys and love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. God bless your faithful friend, Rainy.